His mouth tightened into a grim slash as he studied the layout. The burning cabin had been small and crudely built, probably used as a line shack by punchers who rode for whatever spread controlled this range. Off to one side was a pole corral, where three horses milled around nervously. They were so spooked, they would probably bust down one side of the corral and run off pretty soon. Frank wasn't worried about the horses. They were far enough away from the fire so that they weren't in danger from the flames, and if they got loose, they would go back where they came from, in all likelihood the ranch headquarters. He was more concerned with the two bodies sprawled motionless in front of the cabin door. Three horses, two men, he thought. The third man was unaccounted for, but the smell in the air that put Frank's teeth on edge told him where that hombre was. It was the smell of burning flesh. The third man was still in the cabin. The fire was burning so fiercely that Frank knew there was nothing he could do for the man inside the shack. But one or both of the other two might still be alive. "Let's go," he said to Stormy, and he guided the Appaloosa over the brink and down the steep slope of the ridge. Stormy handled challenges such as this as if he were part mountain goat, picking his way down the incline with relative ease. Frank let the horse have his head. He knew that Stormy could be